Kansas Information Network News. I'm Lisa Rutman. The USD 253 Board of Education in Emporia discussed student attendance and safety at its meeting on Wednesday.
Terry Gladys, the Director of Student Services, said the district's average daily attendance rate is slightly higher than last year. Additionally, chronic absenteeism, which includes students who miss more than 10% of school days, around 17 days, is down from last year.
A Wall Street Journal and Realtor.com study has found Topeka to be the number one city in America for its emerging real estate market. The study found the average home in Topeka was listed for $250,000, 42% less than the national median. Homes in Topeka spend about 30 days on the market, which is 18 days less than the national average. This is the first time Topeka took the top spot in the Emerging Housing Market Report. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Make sure your equipment is ready to run by letting a John Deere certified technician at Prairie Land Partners inspect it. Their power inspection program is going on now, giving you peace of mind that your equipment will be ready when you need it. From mowers, gators, skid steers, and compact tractors to large ag equipment, Prairie Land Partners technicians are there to keep your equipment up and running. Call, stop by, or visit PrairieLandPartners.com to schedule your equipment.
Prairie Land Partners.
I'm just texting him back.
I'm just posting a story.
I'm just changing the song.
I'm just...
No. When it comes to distracted driving, just don't. Sending a text takes your eyes off the road for just 5 seconds, but in that time, your car can travel the length of an entire football field. Any distracted driving just isn't worth it.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light.
There's lots to love from Apple right now at Verizon. Get the new iPhone 15 Pro with titanium and more to love from Apple on us with select phone trade-in and select unlimited plans. There's no better place to get what you love from Apple than at Verizon. And there's no better time than right now. All that with the network you can really rely on. It's your Verizon. $999.99 device payment or full retail purchase with new smartphone line on select 5G unlimited plans required. Less up to $1,000 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. Promo credit ends if eligibility requirements are no longer met. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions apply. One offer per eligible Verizon line. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. An Ohio man was sentenced to 10 years in prison on Monday in Ellis County District Court for a July 2022 robbery of the Hayes 27th Street Dollar General, after Batalova Sinico pled guilty to aggravated robbery and aggravated battery in April. Sinico's sentencing in Ellis County was continued in May so he could be extradited to Kentucky to face similar charges there. On July 21, 2022, Sinico of Columbus, Ohio, entered the 27th Street Dollar General and threatened an employee by placing a gun to her head and demanding money. Sinico, another man from Ohio, Brian Anthony Parsley, and a third person fled Hayes and were eventually stopped by law enforcement following a high-speed chase in western Kansas. At Monday's hearing, Ellis County Attorney Robert Anderson reported that Sinico was convicted of two counts of first-degree robbery in Jefferson County, Kentucky, in August. And as a result of the Kentucky plea agreement, Sinico was sentenced to 12 years in prison. He will be eligible for parole in 10 years and 2 months. Anderson and the defense attorney both argued that Sinico's prison sentence from the Kansas conviction should run concurrent to the Kentucky prison sentence of 120 months. They both argued that that would mean that Sinico would never have to come back to Kansas, and the taxpayers of Kansas would not have to pay to house Sinico with the Department of Corrections. Despite the plea agreement, Ellis County District Judge Tom Dries elected to sentence Sinico to 107 months for aggravated robbery and 13 months for aggravated battery, for a total of 120 months or 10 years to be served consecutively with the Kentucky sentence. And that means that Sinico will serve the 12-year prison sentence in Kentucky and then return to Kansas to serve the additional 10 years. Dries said that he agrees that the 120 months is the correct sentence in this matter, but he does not agree with running the sentences concurrent. He added that the issue can be brought before the appellate court on appeal, and Sinico has 14 days from sentencing to file the appeal. On Wednesday, Governor Kelly announced that Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks Secretary Brad Loveless intends to retire upon the appointment of a new secretary in 2024. Governor Kelly congratulated Secretary Loveless on his well-deserved retirement and said she thanks him for his commitment to conservation, to Kansas' state parks, and to ensuring Kansans can enjoy the great outdoors for generations to come, and his expertise will be greatly missed. Loveless was appointed to the role in January of 2019, and during his tenure, the Little Jerusalem Badlands State Park and the Lehigh Portland State Park were established. The Kansas Flint Hills Trail was added to the National Trail System, and under his leadership, the Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks also opened an additional research facility and successfully stocked three protected species, plains minnows and neosho and fatmucker mussels. To make the transition as smooth as possible, the Kelly administration will begin its search for a new secretary in the coming days. Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt announced that the Kansas Insurance Department has helped Kansas consumers find and collect more than $53 million from lost or unclaimed life insurance policies using the Life Insurance Policy Locator, or LIPL, since 2019, and the department's representatives have helped Kansas policyholders collect a further $15 million from disputed claims for a total of $68 million recovered for Kansans since Schmidt took office in 2019. According to the National Association of Insurance Commissioners, or NAIC, millions of dollars in life insurance benefits go unclaimed annually, and the Life Insurance Policy Locator, provided by the NAIC, is available at eapps.naic.org. It requires only basic information to get started, and all requests are free and confidential. If after a number of years an insurance company holding unclaimed proceeds cannot find the rightful owner, it turns the money over to the state. So you should periodically check with the Kansas State Treasurer's Unclaimed Property Division to see if any money from life insurance policies may have been turned over to the state. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Every day, more than 700 women in the U.S. are diagnosed with breast cancer. Norton County Hospital encourages all women over the age of 40 to contact their doctor for a mammogram referral. During the month of October, the first 100 patients to be screened with our radiology staff will receive a free gift. Take the first potentially life-saving step today and call the Norton Medical Clinic at 785-877-3305. Early detection is often the key to a successful outcome.
An organization dedicated to preventing child abuse is looking for creative input from 10 and 11-year-old children across Kansas ahead of Child Abuse Prevention Month in April of 2024. And the Children's Advocacy Centers of Kansas is looking for a t-shirt design that incorporates child abuse prevention and represents advocacy centers across the state. The theme for the shirt is Hope and Unity for Safe Childhoods, and the artist with the winning design will receive a $250 Visa gift card. Children's Advocacy Centers of Kansas Operations Manager Paige White said they just want kids to kind of dream and paint a picture of what that looks like, and they'll put that on their shirts for April. And the first of the year, they'll launch those on their website and social media for people to be able to purchase to support Child Abuse Prevention Month in Kansas. The t-shirt design contest started this month, and the deadline to enter is December 4th, with a winner announced in January. You can learn more about Children's Advocacy Centers in Kansas on their website at kscac.org. According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton County Board of Commissioners meeting that was held on Monday, October 23rd, Commissioner Garrett Beidler called the meeting of the Norton County Board of Commissioners to order at 9 a.m. in the commission room, and in attendance were Richard Thompson, Garrett Beidler, and Marvin Matchett. Brian Hickman was present to visit with the commission about a county policy, Resolution 2018-04, that outlines how delinquent taxes will be collected. Brian stated that he disagrees with the policy and how it requires him to pay the current taxes first. The commission explained that many counties in the state of Kansas have adopted this same policy. Commissioner Garrett Beidler reported to the commission on the most recent hospital meeting, stating that the hospital is in need of a new time clock, and he provided a quote of $5,226. After a discussion, Commissioner Matchett made a motion to approve payment to the Norton County Hospital in the amount of $5,226 for the purchase of the time clock system from the SLFRF funds. The motion was given a second from Commissioner Thompson, and the motion passed. Leslie Fonenstill with the Norton County Health reported to the commission with updates on her department. Leslie said she wanted the commission to be aware of the large increase in vaccine costs, and Leslie stated that they have been very busy with requests for immunizations. Leslie then reported to the commission on the various clinics and health fairs they have or will be participating in for local businesses. County Election Clerk Robert D. Wyatt presented to the commission the new regulations requiring all election equipment to be secure and monitored. These regulations go far beyond the current security and will require a major expense to the county to comply. Sheriff Troy Thompson then reported his operations to the commission, saying the current jail numbers are 4 inmates. Troy also stated that he was able to find a new Tahoe to replace the one that was involved in a wreck, and he said at this time it's still unknown if insurance will total the vehicle. Troy then stated that he continues to work on getting a quote to replace the courthouse generator. Rob Lawson with the Norton County Road Department gave the commission an update on the department operations. Ron stated the road department will go back to 5 days, 8 hours a day next week, and Rob also reported several employees will be taking time off in the next month to use vacation hours. A discussion was then held on part-time employees and hours to date, with the commission saying that they want all part-time employees under the CAPERS requirement. The meeting was then adjourned until October 31st. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all of your health care needs.
Cowpoke Supply in Norton has everything you could need for any building, remodeling, painting, plumbing, or do-it-yourself project needs. Come in and see everything they have to offer, from farm and ranch supplies to saws and drills. Cowpoke has a great selection of paint, nuts and bolts, nails, screws, lumber, light fixtures, coolers, boots, tools, large and small, paint and painting supplies, and of course, smiling faces. Find what you're looking for at Cowpoke Supply on East Highway 36 in Norton.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union. When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets, secure, and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA Insured.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. USDA on Wednesday issued its latest edition of its annual Household Food Security in the U.S. report, with findings of the amount of food insecurity in our country. Rod Bain has the details.
Food insecurity in the U.S. as of 2022 is up from the previous year. Among the findings in USDA's latest edition of the Household Food Security in the U.S. report released Wednesday,
food insecurity increased from 10.2% in 2021 to 12.8% in 2022.
USDA research economist Matthew Rabbit says that reflects the number of households that had difficulty at some point during the year providing enough food for members of the household due to lack of resources. In addition,
in 2022, 5.1% of U.S. households had very low food security, and this was statistically significantly higher than the 3.8% that was estimated in 2021 and the 3.9% estimated for 2020.
8.8% of children were food insecure at times in 2022, up from 6.2% the prior year. Rabbit adds the majority of household demographic groups report year-over-year increases in food insecurity. I'm Rod Bain reporting, Washington, D.C.
Rod, thank you very much for the update. The latest U.S. drought monitor map for the state of Kansas. This, of course, is before the rains came this week, showing an increase in the area covered by drought. 84% of the state now either abnormally dry or in drought conditions, and a little over 68% of the state now in drought conditions. That's a little over a half point higher than last week. Just over 50.5% of the state in its severe, extreme to exceptional drought conditions, with nearly 20.5% of the state in the worst two, D3 and D4. Should get better, though, after the rains this week. This is the Kansas Ag
Network. One thing between you and a bag of America's number one soybean brand A single tear strip that takes less than a second to open. That's how close you are to the best agronomic performance a soybean seed has ever achieved, whose number one status makes you rethink everything you thought you knew about yield potential. Go ahead. Have at it. Pioneer brand A-Series soybeans. Number one for a reason. Visit pioneer.com/performance.
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the...
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
This is meteorologist Steve Hamilton for the Kansas Agriculture Network. The coldest temperatures so far this autumn are on their way into the Central Plains with a big cold front moving in from the northern Rockies. Following the front, we'll have an influx of chilly air that will drop our temperatures into the 40s and 50s by about midday tomorrow. As the high moves southward, temperatures will continue to drop Saturday and Sunday with our weekend highs in the 30s and 40s. Some cloud cover across our state today with some sunshine, and we may get a few lingering showers in the eastern counties. Over the weekend, we'll get more rain for many areas and even some snow showers Saturday night into early Sunday. On the map, heading into the afternoon, our cold front is over northeast Colorado and southern Nebraska, edging into our northwestern counties. It will be a little bit cooler there today. Elsewhere, still mild for a little while longer. A low-pressure trough is developing along the front and will move east during the afternoon, breezy to partly cloudy statewide. By this evening, the front will drop into our northern counties. Wind will change to the northwest, staying breezy to gusty for the overnight hours. Looking at Friday, the front will quickly move into central Kansas early in the day with cold air rushing in behind it. A few showers will be possible in the northeast counties early. As the front heads across our state, temperatures will be falling into the 30s and 40s through tomorrow afternoon. It'll be a lot colder over the weekend with some occasional showers, maybe mixing with snow Saturday night into Sunday. This afternoon in the northwestern counties, low 50s to mid 60s with mid 20s to low 30s overnight. Low to mid 70s north central, upper 30s and low 40s for tonight's lows. Northeast, we're in the mid 70s for the afternoon and low to mid 40s overnight. Low to mid 70s southwest and tonight mid to upper 30s. Mid to upper 70s south central tonight mid to upper 40s. Mid 70s today in the southeast counties and overnight will drop into the low 50s. This is the Kansas Agriculture Network.